Lesson 8. Sin, Violation of Commandments. The Israelites promised that they will keep God's commandments, but they did not keep their word. When Moses returned from Mount Sinai, he saw that they had made a golden calf and were dancing around it and worshipping it. Thus they violated God's first commandment itself. God created man to live a happy life. If we obey God's commandments, we will be happy. Commandments show us the way to live happily. Besides that, when we obey God's commandments, we love Him too. We, the children of God, must obey God's commandments and live in love. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. Reading from the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verses 4. Because sin is violation of God's commandment. Jesus tells us, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 15, verses 10. It is God the Father who gave us the Ten Commandments. When we obey these commandments, we love God. Jesus is our model. He obeyed his Father's commandments and loved him and remained in his love. If we obey God's commandments like Jesus and live accordingly, we will be friends of God. When we violate these commandments, we rebel against him. It is sin. We can contain these 10 commandments in two. Love God above all, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Hence, it is sin not to love God and man. Our journey of life towards heaven has to move along these two tracks, the love of God and the love of man. We may be tempted to violate God's commandments. Such instigations are temptations. The same Satan who tempted Adam and Eve tempts us too. Evil desires, circumstances, and influences become temptations. They lead us to sin. Hence, we must fight against them and overcome them. Satan tempted Jesus too, but Jesus fought against him and defeated him. Jesus has taught us how to conquer temptation. Jesus said, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 46. As Jesus said, if we are empowered by prayer, we will be able to conquer Satan and his temptation. Let us find out the answers. 1. What is sin? 2. What are temptations? 3. What are we to do to love God? 4. What are we to do to overcome temptations? Let us pray. Jesus, who obeyed Father's commandments, help us to obey your commandments and love you. Bible reading from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verses 7 to 20. My favorite Bible sentence. Take the appropriate word from the word bag and write God's commandments. Life, hatred, bliss, sorrow, satisfaction, disappointment, prosperity, destruction, blessing. If we obey, we will have. If we violate, we will have. Let us sing. The God of love gave us his children, 10 commandments for to keep, to help us walk the way of truth and live a life of joy and peace. If we strive to keep them daily, evil we can ever resist. If we pray, we will be strong, able Satan's plans to foil. My decision. Just like Jesus, I will fight the temptation in my life with the power of prayer.